We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. 6:07 right now. Happy day before Friday. Feeling real good. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, Tamara. Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
DJ Majestic with a fly haircut, bro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, trimmed it down a little bit. It was getting really sloppy, so.
Thank you. Our listeners definitely wanted to know that for sure, man.
So, well, you commented on it, Edgar, so I got to say.
Bro, I'm saying that's why I asked you, bro. I bet you they woke up. They're like, yo, I wonder how DJ Majestic's hair is today.
I got to be honest. You sounded so sarcastic about that because he's wearing a hat, you know what I mean? And nobody in the history of haircuts has ever been like, oh, I'm super proud of this, and then worn a hat, and then had their friend go, rocking the nice haircut, and I'm like, he's wearing a hat, dude. What did they do to you?
Yeah, that was sarcastic because my hat was off earlier, so I thought you were commenting because of that.
Why are you wearing a hat? Did you not like the haircut, or are you just too lazy to comb it?
I didn't want to comb it or put any product in it.
Yeah, so you're unhappy with the haircut.
No one to impress.
No one to impress.
Oh, that's the truth there.
Well, because he already has a girlfriend, so he's like, I'm good. That's when it starts going downhill, bro. All right, man. I got another interesting text from my boy Brian late last night. I love the contrast in our lives. You know, Chelsea all of a sudden leaving for a weekend, last minute to go to Hawaii to go to a yoga retreat on a nude beach. And then, you know, I'm chilling last night. I have my newborn baby, Alani, sleeping on my chest, which is the greatest thing on planet Earth. And then I get this text from Brian that says, yo, bro, I just got traumatized by a mannequin that was spread eagle.
Oh my gosh.
It's life, dog. What's
it's one of those moments where you look at your phone and you like reread the text a couple times. Then I ask my wife, I'm like, babe, am I reading this correctly? What is going on, you know? So, Brian, please elaborate, dog.
Craziest experience ever yesterday in terms of the mannequin and childbirth world for me.
Wait, what?
It'll come together. So I do some voice spots and I support the, you know, nurses. I love nurses. My mom's a nurse. So I do these commercials for West Coast University. And then they've been listening and hearing that Edgar's been out for, you know, childbirth, for the birth of his daughter, Alani. And I'm always talking freely about how I don't know nothing about childbirth. I didn't even know that there could be contractions before the,
right,
before the birth. Like, in my opinion, if like, your wife hiccups and she's like, I think the baby's coming, I'm like, get in the car. She's like, right, it's 3 months in. Whatever.
You're like, wait.
So they have this like crazy stuff up at the their at West Coast University. They have this like they call it the simulation center, and they have these like full out like robotic mannequins in an entire like hospital wing for the training programs for all the nurses and stuff. Like you can draw blood from these mannequins.
What?
It's insane. And they said like, hey, you don't want to be in the simulation center at night because these mannequins look super creepy, right? So they've got like a birthing suite for a mannequin, and this mannequin is like she's like a full face. She can squeeze your hand.
Oh, hell no.
They talk to you and like has a pregnant baby. There's like stirrups where they put the mannequin's legs up in the air and stuff. So I go in and they're like, oh, we got a scenario for you. This is do you want to be your wife or your girlfriend? I'm like, you know what? I got a girlfriend. Let's just make this a Tinder mistake.
Side piece.
Before I met her, you know, I don't know how long these babies incubate these in the mannequin world. And so it's crazy because the doctor that they have for like the training will be inside a room with like the two-way mirror. So that you can't, like, if you're a nurse in the program, the doctor is behind the mirror, like talking as if they're the woman in labor, and they're making noises like, oh God, cut. And I'm like, hang in there, Leticia. And then the doctor.
Was your side piece's name?
That was her name. Her name. She had a bracelet, Leticia Garcia. That was her name. Okay. I can't go in there and be changed. I just met this girl's family and everything. So we're in there, and they're trying to make it as real as possible. So like, she's like, and then like the vitals are up in the thing, and this nurse comes in, and she throws her head under the sheet, and I'm like, whoa! I'm like, whoa! I don't feel comfortable because it's like vagina. It's mannequin.
It's a proper way to talk about that.
Mannequin's got I'm flustered. This mannequin's got all the parts, right? And I'm like, whoa, put the sheet down. I'm like holding the leg and stuff. And they're like, she's only 8 centimeters dilated. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
She's like, don't push yet. We need two more. And I'm like, and I'm like getting panicked. I'm like sweating and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. And then the doctor leaves and she's like, oh, I'm hurting. And I'm like, oh my God, hang in there. I'm like rubbing this mannequin's head and stuff.
Good job, bro.
And then this one woman's like, how'd you guys meet? And then the mannequin was like, mall food court. And I'm like, mall food court. That's right. We're like, yes, anding right now. She's like, it was at the Panda Express. I was like, it's a Panda Express over orange chicken, right? And then she's like, all like in pain again. She comes in again. She's like, 10 centimeters, you can do it. And then they're like, all right, we got to push. And she like screams, like, ah, I'm in pain. And I have to hold the head. Like, I guess you got to hold the head up, too. Like, it helps, like, if you hold the head.
So, yeah, when the woman is pushing, they ask her to put her chin into her chest.
Yeah, chin in your chest.
She's pushing.
And you can help. Yeah. And I'm doing all that stuff to, like, push again. And then they pull out a mannequin baby.
Oh, my gosh. Did it look like you or not? Is it yours?
I mean, I got to be honest. Leticia, our baby was super white, so... It was definitely following my trait in my footsteps. I'm like, oh my God, and this baby's got like an umbilical cord. And she had to push again to get the placenta out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then I cut the umbilical cord. And I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And then, like, we started walking away from the mannequin, and I was like, I feel so bad for her. We're just going to leave her here?
I know, bro.
I'll take her home.
I'm like, yeah, I feel like she's in so much pain, so I'm going to give her a hug right now.
Well, Brian, don't feel that bad, bro.
You are not the fun.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
So more details are coming out and more questions about the whole cheating scam admission situation into these quote-unquote name brand schools, right, where rich parents, famous parents like Aunt Becky from Full House paid all kinds of money to get her daughter into school like USC per se, right? So what do you think should be done with students that got into these schools through fraud? Basically, this is what this is, right? It was fraud. They're already attending, like they've been there a semester or two. What would be the fair situation to do? I'll tell you what some schools are going to be able to do in that situation. But, Brian, what do you think, bro? What is fair, bro? A lot of these students, they don't know what their parents did.
Sure. I think they should actually have to join the crew team.
Yeah, right?
Like get your ass out in that river and start rowing. You know what I mean?
Right, because a lot of them fake the fact that they were part of a crew team or they got a soccer scholarship, but they've never played soccer in their life or gotten on a boat or
water
or
polo or whatever it is. I mean, you don't get to like play, but you got to get your ass in that pool and tread water and throw a ball around. Here's the thing. I think if they're hacking it and their grades are fine and they don't and they can prove they didn't participate in the scam in any way in terms of willingness, then I think they should be able to stay in school. Where it gets blurry for me is when these girls were like posing for fake water polo or crew pictures, and I'm like, you kind of knew what you were doing, so
yeah, it wasn't a Halloween costume,
right?
Like, oh, I'm gonna dress up as a crew member,
right? So if they have any culpability, I say bye. But if they can do the grades, man, I don't know, they're in. You're not gonna change the fact that they duped you.
Chelsea, what do you think, sir?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. If they have no idea, like, how traumatizing would it be to have to leave a school that you've already started at? And, like, I think that'd be so awful for the child if they literally had no idea what their parents were doing. I mean, maybe there's a type of thing they can do where they're, like, on a probation where, yeah, they make sure they do their grades or they have to be involved in some...
Work study.
Yeah, like work study.
You gotta go sweep the tennis courts.
Yeah, involved in something like community service on campus or something like that. I don't know. I think I would just be awful to have to like have them leave.
They're equipment managers for whatever sports they allegedly played. You know,
exactly.
They gotta pick up all the equipment and whatnot.
You just go picking up pine cones off the baseball field.
Fill up the big orange Gatorade jug of water, you know? I think they should have to reapply.
Yeah.
I think they should have to reapply and take into consideration the grades they've gotten in the last semester or two, however long they've been there for, and then legit have an admissions board or whatever you want to call it, say, do they belong here or not?
Well, obviously they wouldn't get in, because if they were, right. You know what I mean? Like, obviously if they reapply, they wouldn't get in.
No, just considering their situation.
Here's why I don't. I hate the admissions process. I think that is the ultimate scam that colleges run on all you, because they're like, oh, $75 application fee.
Yeah.
And then if you're a high school senior, your parents are like, you got to apply to a bunch of schools, and then so you end up paying. Yeah, you pay like, you apply to 10 schools, you're out like $700.
Right.
And these schools, I'm not even convinced that these schools even look at your stuff, especially because this kind of exposed them for how easy the athletes can get into school, right? They were just going like, oh, you're going to play water polo? Over here, admitted. Mm-hmm. The coach is vouching for you. When you have kids who really try to get into school, I don't even know if they get their stuff read.
So here's the situation what some universities are doing. So if you have been admitted, but you haven't started classes yet, and you're part of this fraud situation, you're going to be denied admission. But if you're already a student and you got in and you've already taken some classes, like on Becky's daughter, right? The situation is this. They're going to do case by case. They don't know yet exactly if you're going to get kicked out or not. Right. And what that means, I'm assuming, is basically looking at your current grades and how well you're doing in school and so on and so forth. And then the other thing, at least on Becky's daughter, she sounded like in her blog or YouTube video, it sounds like she didn't even want to really be there, right? Yeah. She was like not really about the life, so.
I don't know. Her Instagram blew up pretty fast when she got to college with all these paid partnerships with like Prime Student. Like, look at me. I ordered all my books on Amazon.
Which a lot of them are getting taken back now. She's had like a couple of the brands have pulled out, which is.
Oh, no. I wonder if she's going to be okay, guys. We wish her the best.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, so tonight I'm going to a very LA party. Yeah. Like, okay. I mean, I can admit that. It's
once again, if you're high this morning, you're going to love this story. You're going to want to go to this party tonight. And I can't wait because it's a birthday party, right?
So it's one of my really good friends. Her name's Mayor. It's her birthday.
Of course her name is Mayor.
She's
Mayor.
A friend who like I just went to Hawaii with, like on a whim. I went to Cuba with her last year. She's one of the most interesting human beings I know.
I mean, you guys did one of the most LA things I've ever heard last weekend or whenever it was. I don't remember how long it was. When you went to Hawaii to do the yoga thing and now you've one-upped it with this party.
Yeah, so I get an email, and she's known for doing these like potlucks where it's like themed and everyone comes and tells a story. Storytelling potlucks is what she calls them. So her birthday was last week. She's doing her party tonight, and basically it's called the 5-Year Back to the Future birthday party, and it's all about speaking your future into existence. So basically, you have to show up as dressed and like in character of who you want to be in 5 years. So like where you're working, like are you married, are you dating someone, do you have kids? You have to like every conversation you have has to be about like you in 5 years.
So like you can't talk about yesterday or even today.
Well, like I didn't know it was going to be so strict, and then this morning I wake up to this email, I get like I'm not a themed party person. It gives me kind of an anxiety. Like I just it's never been my thing.
Well, yeah, because you got to create an entire character and now I know you. You're going to be questioning: am I dating? Am I engaged? Do I have a child? Am I more professional? Am I more family? Yes.
Well, here's the thing: a lot of people right now haven't even discovered who they are today.
Yeah,
you think they're going to discover who they are in 5 years?
Exactly. Well, this is even the email I got this morning. It says. She's talking, like, kind of giving the lowdown on what's going on with this. You know, everyone has to bring a gluten-free vegan dish.
Wow! Pass. Wow. is Diet Red Bull gluten-free?
And then she said, upon entering and leaving the space, you must only talk about your life as it is 5 years from now in present tense. I don't want to hear conversations about last week or questions about the rest of 2019. We are speaking our future into existence. I'll be very strict about this and will punish people by making them lip sync vintage Taylor Swift to everyone if they deviate.
Damn.
Yeah, so.
Will people remember Taylor Swift lyrics 5 years from now?
Of course.
Oh, I think you should just start doing a new song and being like, this one came out 2 years ago.
Chelsea, so a couple questions for you.
Oh, no.
Are you going to be wearing a wedding ring tonight?
Honestly, it gives me anxiety. I need to think about it.
It's really easy. Just yes or no. Do you want to be married in 5 years?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Are you going to have to?
Know?
I think maybe engaged.
Okay.
Okay.
Will there be a baby bump? Will you rock a baby bump tonight?
Ooh, that'd be interesting too,
right?
I don't know if I feel ready. In fact, it's so hot. This is the worst thing for me because I overthink everything. So,
are you crying right now?
Chelsea,
what was that?
My eyes are watering. Listen, all of it.
Oh my gosh, she's so nervous.
She's having a meltdown over this. Are you serious right now?
stressed out.
Well, because, Edgar, there's so many questions we have to ask.
Thank
because
you,
in 5 years, right, like, are we part of it? Like, what are you going to... I can't wait to grill you tomorrow to find out the character you got
yes.
and,
oh
like, God. The conversations you got in.
I'm, like, regretting talking about this
100%
right now because I am so stressed about what I have yeah. to come up with tonight to bring to the table tomorrow for you guys.
If you just tuned in, Chelsea's going to a birthday party tonight. That's themed, basically, who are you 5 years from now? And speak it into existence. You can't talk about the present. You got to talk about who you are as if it were 5 years from now, the year 2024.
Yeah. She ends the email. I just wanted to say this because I was laughing. She ends the email. Well, basically saying we're going to play improv games around us being our 5 year in the future selves.
Future self icebreakers.
And it says, also for the musically inclined, bring your instrument and we'll follow with a cheeky jam sesh. So it's going to be.
I mean, I'm if it were me going to this, like I'm with Chelsea. This would give me so yeah. much I'd be like my anxiety would be coming from a place of annoyed. Mm-hmm. I'd just try to ruin everyone's party. I'd be like, Edgar, I'm borrowing both your children. I'm bringing them with me to my 5 year party.
I would say, please do.
Edgar needs the night off.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll check in with Chelsea. Who will Chelsea be 5 years from now?
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll find out tomorrow at 6:52.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who do you think was in the wrong? Something I experienced Friday afternoon. I've been trying to get it out, but I was out on paternity leave. My wife had a daughter on Sunday. And by the way, my wife and my daughter are newborn doing great. Thank you for all the love. But finally get to talk about it now. There's a heated exchange between two adults at a Girl Scout cookie stand outside the Albertsons in Chino Hills. And, you know, I never thought I would see something like this, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm walking out of Albertsons, and there's a little, like, table setup situation right there. And I look over, and this dude, maybe, like, in his late 30s, rolls up, and it's a mom standing up by the table, and then her daughter is sitting down next to her on her cell phone, okay? So dude rolls up. He's like, yeah. He's like, I'll take 5 boxes of Thin Mints, right? And the mom goes, oh, okay. And she proceeds to grab the 5 boxes and to charge him. And he said, no. He's like, but I want your daughter to sell them to me. And then she kind of chuckled.
Like, yeah, right.
yeah. And then he's like, no, I'm serious. Isn't the whole point of this is to teach your daughter, like, leadership skills and for her to do the work, not you? And then I was like, skirt!
Whoa.
It was one of those moments I'm in my car, you know? And then I kind of just slow down a little bit. I was like,
I want to hear more.
I want to find out how this is. Like, the tea is good and cheese is getting good, right? So he says, isn't that the whole point? And then now the mom kind of goes like, well, listen, we've been out here all day and she's just taking a little break right now. And then he goes, okay, then I guess you're not getting my money and I ain't buying anything from you. And walks off, bro.
Jeez.
Walks off. And the mom just goes, are you serious? She's like, jerk. And that's about it. And then looked over at me because I was just standing there. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, I'll take a box.
Man, you just got set up.
I got set up, bro. I was like, hey, I'm going to tell the story on the show. Might as well, you know, contribute something. And meantime, the daughter didn't really even know what was going on because she was on her headphones.
Right.
I don't know, watching YouTube or whatever it may be. But, like, I want to ask you, like, who's in the wrong right here? Because the mom totally called this dude a jerk, you know? But the dude, I get it. He's trying to get a point across of like, yo, why are you doing the work for your daughter? And listen, tons of kids have been coming around my neighborhood, knocking on the door in the rain, bro.
Right.
Like, their parents are waiting in the sidewalk. Kids are walking up to our doorstep, knocking, opening the door, and selling the cookies to me. And, like, even if I don't want any, I buy some. Because I'm like, yo, you're in the rain doing the work, you know? So who's in the wrong here? Is a dude for being brutally honest and a savage about the whole situation? Or the mom for not getting her daughter to sell the cookies? 877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or a text.
I mean, first of all, this dude kind of sounds like a dad who's at his wit's end with these cookies, who's been selling them for his own daughter for a long time and just was like, I gotta snap on someone who's not my own family. So initially when you told us the story, initially I was like, oh yeah, that guy's sending a point because I've never been in the Girl Scouts, but I've heard that that's what they're for, is all the leadership and stuff. But then when I thought about it more, I take the mom's side and I'm like, yo, either buy some tag-alongs or movie ass along. Like, I don't need you telling me
good one, Brian.
How to parent my kids. You know what I mean?
Chelsea, who side are you
on? I don't
on?
Need that.
The mom or the dude?
I'm on the dude side.
Really, Chelsea?
I was in Girl Scouts, and it was a hustle, selling cookies. Like, I just think, you know, allowing your kid to be in something like that, you want to teach them leadership skills, you want to teach them work ethic. It's not like there was a massive line and the girl really needed a break. Like, what, one person comes up every now and again? Like, you have your daughter put the work in, you know, like, this is her responsibility, and I think that she's doing her a disservice by doing the work for her.
Okay, Chelsea, so let's flip roles here real quick. You're the mom, your daughter's next to you, some random dude comes up to you and says, yo, if your daughter doesn't do the work, I ain't buying this from you. You should be teaching her these skills.
I would tell my daughter to take off her headphones.
No way.
I'd be like, honey, 100% I would. I'd be like, and I mean, it doesn't have to be like a whole thing. It doesn't have to be like a rude a conversation, but I would just be like, honey, like, do your work.
Hold on. I guarantee you, deep down inside, this mother agrees with him. She should be doing the work. But we don't know the circumstances. We don't know how long they've been out there. Right. Maybe the daughter's like about to have a meltdown.
Yeah.
And this mom's like, yo, I got to move these cookies. But
yeah, because it was cutoff was March 10th.
You got to move these cookies, man. These parents are like, I got to get rid of these things. What a curse I've got to sell these cookies. But if I'm going to answer honestly. Even if I agree with you, don't you dare tell me how to parent my kid in public, right? That's embarrassing. And I got an audience. I've got Edgar stopped his cart, peeking over like, well, what's going on over there? So for me, I'd walk away from that situation going like, they had a point, but not today.
I can't wait to hear your perspective on this. 877-971-HITS. Whose side are you on? The dude for bringing the honest, brutal truth, or the mom being like, yo, don't tell me how to live my life. Tina from North Hills, good morning.
Good morning.
Tina, I got Roland from Van Nuys on the other line. He says the guy was totally in the wrong for speaking this way. You're saying he was in the right. What's your perspective? Why are you backing him up?
Because my niece is a Girl Scout. They do 2-hour increments. They take turns in the troop. There's no way she was out there for more than maybe 3 hours max. Okay. So within 3 hours, there's no way she got tired. She can watch a movie for 2 hours. She can sit there and do her job for 2 hours.
Yes.
I agree with you, but like, I just don't agree with interjecting your opinion about how people should parent their kids. I think he was right up until the point at which he had to put his attitude into it.
No, not even. So in 2 hours, if your kid is so lazy that they can't get off their phone to do that, then they're wrong.
All right, Tina. Roland from Van Nuys disagrees with you completely. Roland, why do you believe the guy was in the wrong?
Okay, I agree in the fact that she has to...
Oh, now you're backing down? You're backing down after you heard Tina? He's like, I don't know, Tina's coming from home.
No. I think we're all on board with the fact that the girl's supposed to sell the cookies. I just think it's like, was this guy a jerk in that moment? That's the question.
He was definitely a jerk. He didn't have to express his opinion in public and make the daughter look bad and the mom look bad. That's just being a bad person in general. It's not even about right or wrong.
No, never. He wasn't disrespectful, so why? Why is that being a jerk? Because he wasn't. No, you're simply saying, hey, if you're a Girl Scout, you should sell the cookies. If he was, like, cursing or he was disrespectful or he was being nasty about it, no. But if all you're saying is, hey, I'm buying the Girl Scout cookies from the girl, not the mom, then that's not being disrespectful or being a jerk.
Roland, last chance to defend your point. Roland, last chance. Go for it, bro.
Because he used attitude and just blatantly said, I'm not going to buy the cookies, that right there was the reason why he was in the wrong, because he didn't have to do that. He could have been polite about it. He could have talked more nicer.
Tina ain't having it. Tina, Roland, appreciate you guys calling in. Are both of you single by any chance?
Yes. No, I'm not.
Oh! I was going to say, maybe a match made in heaven and cookie heaven. You guys are already fighting like you're married.
She's like, no, not a chance.
She's like, thin mints aren't that good, all right?
You can't handle her? Roland, appreciate you, man. Have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Thank you, Tina. Bye. This is for Roland, by the way.
Finish him.
Oh, man. Fatality. Don't even agree.
What are texts saying, Brad?
This mom's taking an L in the text board pretty hard right now, but I think we've got a bunch of armchair quarterbacks doing like, what I would have done. Whatever. Rena from the 213 says, truth hurts. I'm with the guy. Adam from Anaheim says, the kid signed up to sell the cookies. Get your ass up and sell the cookies.
True.
The 310 says, my daughter is listening. She's 8, and she agrees that the whole point is for the kid to do the work. And finally, from 951, Brian sounds like a dad that's going to be selling his future daughter's cookies like a buster in front of a Ralph's.
Finish him. Fatality.
The Chelsea Report.
The fellas of BTS are headed to Saturday Night Live.
Twitter is breaking.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night.
This is very exciting stuff. They'll be performing on April 13th. It will be hosted by Emma Stone, which is a cool matchup. The appearance will come one day after the release of their newest album, which they just announced, which is called Map of Soul Persona. Super excited for them. It's a big deal. They've never done SNL before.
That's huge.
They also, this is kind of cool, they just claimed two of the three best-selling albums in the world in 2018.
Wow.
IFPI just released a list, and their last two albums hit number two and number three. So, whoa. I mean, world domination.
Twitter better make some accommodations. Otherwise, yeah, they're going to be sitting there taking the L's like Instagram and Facebook yesterday,
yes,
and that crashes down immediately.
I think what needs to happen, Twitter needs to make an announcement right before they come on SNL, you know, and just be like, guys, nobody tweet for the next 30 minutes or an hour. Just please.
We're BTS clear is some taking over.
Yes.
BTS Army is taking over.
Nick Jonas is proving he's the best husband ever.
Is he really?
I'm a sucker for you.
So, to celebrate the fact that he and his brothers, the Jonas Brothers, went to number one on the Billboard charts with their new song, Sucker, which you just heard, he went ahead and bought his new wife, Priyanka Chopra, a $200,000 car.
What? Now we know why you say he's the best husband.
I mean, how hard is it to be the best husband when you got that much money? Like,
yeah.
In perspective, like when I buy my girlfriend flowers, it's like, you same know, thing. Equivalent.
Exactly. In a vase.
Vase? Jeez, what kind of money you got? Vase money?
Vase money. Recycled vase.
The car he bought her was a Mercedes Maybach. And here's my issue with it is one of my biggest pet peeves. I hate when people post on social media like them standing in front of their new car. This
like
is a little
flossing?
Judge of me, but I don't know why. I think it's a little cheesy. Whatever.
I would love to see someone do it in front of like a 96 Tercel.
Just put a bow on it. Just draw it on.
And what Priyanka did is she basically showed it off on social media. It's her and Nick standing in front of the car, mm-hmm, with their dog, a bottle of champagne, you know. I mean, obviously, happy for them. They're a great couple, but, you know.
The caption should just say, hey, in case you didn't know, we're rich.
Exactly.
That's right, right, right. Well, yeah, she's loaded too. I mean, they just had, none of that's as impressive as the 9 weddings they had in India.
Exactly.
Good for them.
Former baseball star Jose Canseco,
this guy,
he just won't give up.
I love him.
Yeah, I know, Brian's living for it.
He's like the Soldier Boy of baseball.
Yeah. He's, we need to get him to do like a video so we have something we can push on our button box. Like
right,
Dre. Exactly.
Right.
So he's still tweeting claims that A-Rod is cheating on Jennifer Lopez with Jose's ex-wife. He tweeted, Jessica, you're calling me a liar? Because she basically 2 days ago posted that everything he said about her having a romantic relationship with A-Rod is completely false.
But they're friends. They're friends.
So Jose wrote, Jessica, you're calling me a liar. You just forced me to defend myself and tell the truth. Here comes the biggest story ever about Alex Rodriguez and yourself. The truth hurts. Do not turn away or hide from a polygraph. And then he wrote, Jennifer Lopez, I hear you're a good person. I'm sorry you are caught up in the middle of this, but the truth has to be told. Then he kept challenging A-Rod to a polygraph test.
Oh, wow.
And he said, remember when you told me you were a man's man, Alex? Show me now how much of a man you really are. Face the truth. Face a polygraph.
All right, I'm over this guy.
No, yeah.
Brian, you're loving
it. Brian believes it.
Well, this is just weird enough to be true. Like, Jose Canseco hasn't talked about A-Rod forever, and then all of a sudden he's got all these, like, my ex-wife, and then she's like, yeah, we're just friends. And I'm like, oh,
Brian,
dude.
Yeah, Canseco also leads tours to go check out aliens.
Exactly.
Well, if you want details on that, you can spend the weekend with Jose for $5,000 in cash. 5 lucky individuals will travel in a custom RV to authentic alien sightings and proven Bigfoot habitats, camp out in the wild, and tell stories. And Radio.com, please send me.
And Brian's going. Well, I was going to say Brian's going, so, you know.
That's $5,000, so we're going to have to get the Brian upper management on that.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to AmpRadio.com and also download the Radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
If it was your birthday yesterday, happy belated birthday. Don't feel bad because nobody reached out. It's not their fault. Facebook was down. So nobody was reminded that it was your birthday. And we want to catch up with you this morning. How did Instagram and Facebook being down yesterday completely ruin your Wednesday? I'm not being overdramatic. Literally, it probably ruined a lot of people's Wednesday. Hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS. Like, I was catching up with my boy Louie yesterday. He's like, yo, man, totally ruined my life. I'm like, what happened to you, bro? He's like, so my girlfriend gives me a ride home from work every day. And I had to actually listen to her talk.
Oh, that's awful. awful.
Like, Chelsea, funny. Don't tell me you've never been the passenger and somebody's blabbing and you're sitting there scrolling as the passenger.
I'm offended for his girlfriend.
Well, have you ever not done that? Where somebody is driving, they're blabbing off a storm, whoever that person may be, and you're just scrolling all day.
I try to be present at all times.
Yeah, you do that in here, Chelsea.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen you scrolling during a break, man.
You do it while we're live on the radio.
Hold up. You know, it depends on the person, man. Sometimes you got to know the conversation, right? Like, I know the difference between my girlfriend wants to talk to me and wants to talk at me. And when she wants to talk at me, she's usually venting about something that she doesn't care about my opinion on. Right. And then I can get away with a little scrolling then. But then there's sometimes where she wants a conversation.
There you go.
Then I got to be off the phone.
How did it ruin your Wednesday, Brian?
Oh, I blew it, man. I set myself up so hard because I didn't know Instagram was down. I hadn't, like, seen the hashtag. I was kind of busy yesterday.
Right.
And so my girlfriend is logged into my Instagram on her phone, right? So she can kind of check up on, like, you know, the DM situation.
Oh, boy.
We get it, bro.
Listen,
we get it.
Listen, hey, when you just got to take your L's and you got to protect yourself from that. I'm like, I'm never in trouble now.
There's a lot of dudes right now saying, we get you, Brian.
Yeah, you've
it's
been
all good.
And then there's a lot of them saying, you're crazy. How'd you give it to
her? No, we're not. No one's saying that, Chelsea. Yeah. Nobody is saying that. So anyway, she's logged into my Instagram. And I was like, whoa, what is going on with my Instagram? I was like, this is kind of weird. Like, and then it jumped to my head like, oh my, did she just delete my Instagram? So I called her and I was like, hey, Jess, did you like, I know you're in my Instagram, which I'm fine with, but did you delete it? And she's like, why would I do that?
Oh no. What are you hiding, bro?
Would I have a reason for that? And I'm like, no.
Hell no.
No, not at all. I don't. So then I'm backpedaling. Fatality. And as soon as you start backpedaling, you sound guilty.
Oh, yeah.
So then she's like, well, I don't know why that would be your first instinct. I'm like, because I don't know what's going on right now. It's so weird. It says my profile does not exist on on Google. So I don't know. And then, we got in kind of a little bit of an argument. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to like dig myself out of this. Then she calls me back later and she's like, listen, I got to apologize because I didn't realize Instagram was down. Mm. And she tried to reset her password like 90 times yesterday. And then we all realized, like, oh, Twitter let us know.
Yeah.
Right. Thank so, Brian, Twitter. You said, hey, can you post that apology on your Instagram?
I want an official apology.
Chills, how did Facebook and Instagram being down yesterday ruin your Wednesday?
It was embarrassing because I actually had, like, this mini meltdown because I was trying to, like, respond to comments. And I just got so frustrated. And then I, like, restarted my phone 3 times, deleted the app, and tried. Then I couldn't log back in. And I literally am by myself in my room. I had a little meltdown, like a hissy fit, and then I was like, you need to collect yourself. Like, this is not called for. You're an adult.
But Chelsea, you couldn't collect yourself because you didn't have Instagram to look at inspirational quotes.
Exactly. I mean, thank you for understanding me finally.
Find
Edgar.
Your inner kombucha.
But what made me most upset was that last night I actually like cooked a meal.
Wait, and you couldn't prove it.
I couldn't prove it. It was really good.
What?
Like,
it didn't happen.
Vegan coconut curry. It looked so great.
Don't
so
believe
appetizing.
It. Don't
and
believe
then
it.
I couldn't post it. Yeah. So, and I can't post it today now. It's like,
I mean,
I
that's
don't know.
Against the rules, posting meals a day later.
Yeah, so. It was devastating for me, man. I couldn't post any newborn baby pictures of my daughter for more than an hour. I mean, why else do we have babies if it's not to post them on social media, right?
For the likes, man.
Come on, for the likes. What are text saying, Brian? 877-971 hits.
We got my favorite so far this morning from Sharkeezy in Anaheim, and it's directly at me because I got myself in trouble yesterday. I didn't know Instagram was down, and I mentioned that my girlfriend is logged into my Instagram, too. You know, the best defense is good offense. Let her have access to my DMs.
AK, you've been caught before.
I wouldn't say caught. I've been in a little bit of hot water over
we'll
the years.
At that.
So
we'll
I just try
that.
To keep it legit, everything on the table. And this is a new text in the edition of Brian has to Google words in Spanish to make sure he can say them. She says, Brian es un mandalón. Which I looked up on Google Translate, coward.
Mandilón. That's exactly what it is you just get controlled by your woman.
Hey, man.
I am a proud mandilón, Brian, so it's all good, Dag.
I don't know if I'm proud of it, but it keeps me safe.
Plus, I have no choice. I'm married to a Latina.
That's
so
a good point.
There it is. We got Samantha from Reseda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Samantha, how did Instagram, Facebook being down yesterday ruin your Wednesday?
It was my birthday yesterday.
No. Yeah. That's like my worst nightmare.
That's my worst nightmare.
It's one of them. Up there. It's up there.
I love your worries in life, Chelsea. You can just tell you're so well off in life. When your biggest worry is that.
Edgar's like always in the back of his mind thinking about his 4-day-old daughter and his wife and his 2-year-old. And Chelsea's like, oh my God, I can't imagine if no one could post on my birthday.
Samantha, so what did you miss out on that it ruined your Wednesday?
Well, I was like, only the real ones are like texting me and snapping me. I was like, everyone else forgot, but it wasn't everyone else's Facebook.
Well, look at it this way. At least like you kind of sifted through like who your true friends are.
Yeah. My mom's like at dinner. She was like, I was trying to post all day, but happy birthday. I was like, oh, thanks.
Even your mom didn't get a hold of you till like 10 p.m.? Well, Samantha, seriously. You know what you get? You get a redo. You can claim today as your birthday as well.
Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Chris from Ontario, good morning.
Good morning.
Dímelo, Chris. How did Instagram and Facebook being down yesterday completely ruin your Wednesday, bro?
It actually made my Wednesday, and it ruined my daughter's Wednesday.
Wait, tell us.
It sounds evil, man.
Such a vengeance voice.
Oh, man, it was just delightful. Again, you know, she's 13 years old, always about, you know, Instagram, social media, et cetera, et cetera. So with it being down, she had to hear us one, chit-chat about how amazing our day was at work and around town. And it really irritated her for the simple fact that she had to get up and do her daily chores.
So funny.
Oh, that's Chris, funny. You sound way too happy about this. That is hilarious. I think I'm just getting a glimpse of my future, bro. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Later, bro. Diane from Long Beach, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, Diane. How did Instagram and Facebook being down yesterday completely ruin your Wednesday?
Well, it didn't exactly ruin it, I'd say, but I started getting hit up by like 3 guys from my past, and I was like, what's going on? Why is everybody bored at the same time? And then my friend told me, and I was like, oh, like, they have nothing to do, so they're just hitting me up.
I like that dudes are like, Instagram, Facebook's down. Let me reach out for a booty call.
Yeah, damn, bro. St. Patty's Day weekend, I gotta holler somehow.
So sad.
Like, when you can't scroll, smash. Like, what?
Kill me.
So, Dan, is anything good gonna come out of those texts that you got?
We'll see.
She ain't ruling it out, man.
Just loaded up the roster for St. Patty's weekend.
She's like, who are you kidding? I was bored last night, too. Of course I met up.
I wouldn't have replied to him if Instagram wasn't down.
The Chelsea Report.
Alicia Keys is now an author.
This girl is on fire.
She's amazing.
Man. She's so great. Pretty cool. She wrote a book. It's called More Myself, which is part autobiography and part narrative documentary. It will be published under Oprah Winfrey's book imprint. Mm. And she actually announced it with Oprah in one of her video diaries.
So let me just update y'all. Y'all are like, what are they talking about? Okay.
We're talking about your new book that's on the Oprah book imprint. The first one I'm doing is with you.
There's a high five.
My sister, right? The one girl.
This is my sister.
Marketing-wise, it might do well.
Oprah has that thing. She's able to sell books pretty well. Yeah. That's really cool, man. Alicia Keys has done a lot of interesting things aside from music. You know, aside from just being a Grammy Award-winning musician. She's like hosting stuff. She also did that like no makeup thing for a while. That was super empowering and kind of started a trend of just women just saying, hey, I don't need to, you know, spend 45 minutes in the morning putting on makeup. I try to inspire. I'm like, tell my girlfriend that. I'm like, Alicia Keys just takes 5 minutes. Why don't you?
She's like, why are you comparing me to her?
Oh, no.
I look nothing like her. Now you're in more trouble.
Yeah, I'll definitely be buying the book. It comes out November 5th.
Good stuff.
The trailer for Avengers Endgame was released today, which is a big deal. The movie comes out April 26th. In the trailer, which is a follow-up to Avengers Infinity War, we see the remaining heroes promise to do whatever it takes to defeat villain Thanos. Is that how you say his name?
Thanos.
Thanos.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this everyone who's not in this room to try.
Whatever it takes.
Damn. I know, I got super emotional during Infinity War because, you know, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but whatever.
he really doesn't care.
Chelsea mentioned that some aren't there anymore, but they start disappearing and stuff. And you've seen the memes of people disappearing when they get, like, canceled or whatever. But I got all sad because as some start disappearing and some don't, I'm like, no, not that one, no!
Yeah, it's cool when you see them all come together, and that's what's kind of cool about this trailer. We see an appearance from the newest Avenger, which is Captain Marvel, Brie Larson. So everything kind of comes together with this one. And
good,
that, like I said, is out April 26th. All right, I have an update on the college bribery scam. It was announced that all applicants connected to the cheating scheme will be denied admissions, but a case-by-case review will be conducted for students who are already enrolled at USC or at USC or any of the schools and may be connected to the scheme. So that's like why I said USC, is because Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, kind of falls into that category.
It's Aunt Becky's daughter, right? From Full House?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got
Aunt
it.
Becky.
Yo, those memes were wild yesterday, man. Gosh. Poor Aunt Becky dressed up from like Orange is the New Black.
I know.
Called a new Netflix. It was called Big House or something?
Yeah.
Not Full House?
Dude, she's out on $1 million bail when I saw it. That
$1 million.
I was like, R. Kelly wasn't even on $1 million bail. And you think Aunt Becky's a bigger flight risk, a bigger problem to society than R. Kelly's? Crazy.
Yeah, I heard too, if she is convicted, like she could get up to 5 years in prison, which is crazy. The judge basically said, you know, because she turned herself in yesterday, and like you said, she was released on $1 million bond. The judge instructed her to avoid contact with other suspects and witnesses besides like her daughter and husband. She'll appear in federal court in Boston on March 29th along with her husband and also Felicity Huffman.
Wow.
And then she will be allowed to travel to Vancouver, Canada for purposes of work. That's where she's filming right now, her Hallmark Channel show projects. But she has to turn in her passport in December once her contracted work is done.
That's so Hallmark Channel of her to be on on bail.
Yeah. Her next Hallmark movie is about her life.
Oh.
I saw a meme yesterday on George Lopez's page. He's like, how ironic. White folk falsifying documents to give their children a better future.
Yep.
So interesting.
Wrong.
Appreciate that. Also, guys, speaking of this, coming up at 9:05 in the morning, this is going to be hilarious. Brian found some ridiculous but funny college admission essay fails. So we'll get into that real soon. Thank you, Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
For Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Brian found some hilarious college admission essay fails inspired by the college admission scam that we've been hearing about, where rich celebrities and CEOs are in trouble with the law now for basically committing fraud trying to get their kids into schools like USC and so on and so forth. Listen, maybe you remember when you had to do your application and type up your admissions letter and so on and so forth. You put a lot of work into this, a lot of proofreading, especially if you're not a very good writer.
I remember back, I spelled business wrong on trying to get into the business school at USC. I spelled it bewizzeness.
Bewizzeness.
And I still blame spell check for that. That little paperclip could have jumped up and been like, no, don't do it.
I think you need to sue Microsoft Word for that, bro. The little red line didn't come
up. Your fault.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I found some, these letters are sometimes, people quote lyrics, they have life philosophies, and they may be fails, but really, I think they're just very creative. So I found the most creative admissions essays I could find yesterday, and here we go. See if you can pick out some of the references that I think these kids thought would crush it. Dear admissions, I slay. That is all you need to know. You want your campus to slay? You know what to do. I'll be expecting your call. Love you, at JordanJC7.
That might get you in to fit them. You know what I'm saying? If I DM.
Confidence all the way.
She left her Instagram handle. That's amazing.
Oh.
Hey there. I'm just going to cut right to the chase right now. In today's fast-moving society, I think we have to get to the point. With that being said, my high school sucked and the guys were awful.
She got accepted.
I want to go to school here because the guys on the website are hot AF and I want to meet them. Bye.
Reality, they're probably also college boys are not necessarily the best either.
Models, too. They don't go to school there. Hi. I'm only writing you right now because my mom is making me. Please don't make me go to college. I'm serious. I'm so tired of school, and she won't let me do what I want to do, which is become a professional Fortnite player.
Hey, kill me.
Please do the right thing and reject me ASAP.
Yo, UCI, though, has a program for, like, these kind of sports situations, like online.
Yeah, you can be online games. E-gaming scholarship.
Yeah, get it.
To whom it may concern, I believe that I can do anything I put my mind to. For example, people told me that I have no game, and that I would never get any action in high school. Oof. Well, guess what? I put those haters in their place last spring break in Cabo.
Oh, getting
it. Yep, not only once, but a few times. And if I can make that happen and defy the odds, imagine what I can do in the science department.
Toma. Science of all things. There it is, baby. Anatomy.
I hope this letter finds you well. I'd like to start by saying I have a great work ethic, and I finish anything that I start and set out to do.
Mm.
For example, I drink till I'm drunk.
Mm.
I smoke till I'm high.
Interesting.
You can't tell me I ain't fly. I know I'm super fly.
Oh my gosh.
Except.
I gotta be honest, right? Some of them, you just want to laugh if yeah. you're in the admissions department.
And also, you get the same pry letters over and over again, so it's nice to have something that's different.
It's a gamble. It's a gamble. I don't know if I'd recommend it. All right, I have two more.
All right, again, if you're just tuning in, these are hilarious college admission essay fails. Go ahead, Brian.
Dear admissions, you said you needed a 3-page essay.
Yikes.
So that is why I typed this in 80 font.
Jeez.
To be fair, I find having to print an essay mad old school, yo. Mm. And what a waste of precious resources that my generation will need to survive once yo ass is long dead.
Word.
Wow.
To be fair, you guys need me to overhaul your old ways. By letting me into your school, I'm actually doing you a favor. Come to think of it, I should charge you guys, but I won't. I will come to your school for free. That is my offer.
It's a great attitude right there.
Yeah.
Right? Old ways. Why are you printing out essays?
Accept.
All right. Last one. And tell me if you recognize where this quote is from. Dear Harvard.
Oof.
I can tell you that I don't have any money.
Oh, wow.
But what I do have is a special set of skills.
I know where this is going.
Skills that I've acquired over time at Tustin High School.
Tustin High.
Skills
gangsta.
That make me valuable to people like you. If you let me in, this will be the end of it. But if you don't, I will hunt you down. I will find you. And I will probably cry in front of you. And I just wish Harvard would have written back, good luck.
I think Harvard just sent the bomb squad to his house.
Maybe. Probably not a good idea to threaten Harvard.
Yeah, probably not.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
If you have trouble sleeping at night, you have a dirty conscience. Or guilty conscience, I should say.
What? You're just stressed out, man. Settle down.
This study that just came out is probably going to find a solution to that situation. It has to do with the way you go to sleep. Do you go to sleep nude or do you go wearing pajamas or any type of clothing like your boyfriend's shorts and shirt or whatnot that you're never going to give back? We have a Bianca on the line from Whittier where the girls are prettier who off the air was just like, hey, Victor! Victor, I'm going to be on the radio!
I loved it.
Bianca, is Victor listening? Is he listening right now?
No, he went inside. Oh. I can go into work.
No, it's okay, Bianca. Let us know. How do you think it's better to sleep, nude or with clothes on? Which way is the best for you?
Always nude.
Mm, okay.
Nude is the way.
Why?
Because, it's good for the soul.
Mm.
Your body is free. It gets to just do what it wants.
Whatever that means.
You just get to lay loose, feel loose. Fresh. And you know what's so funny? I just told my boyfriend about 2 nights ago. I was like, nude is the way. I slept so good. I forgot he was even there. I woke up.
Well, that's not necessarily it a like great thing.
Sounds like you just want the bed to yourself, right?
It's like it's great. You're invisible.
He didn't mind. He was actually really shocked that the next morning, he was like, why were you naked? He said, put clothes on, woman. I was like,
what?
Oh, my bad.
All right, your boyfriend's interesting. Bianca, we love you. I appreciate that. She just wants the free flow.
Yeah.
She doesn't want anything holding her body back.
Yeah,
just, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Bianca. Hopefully, Victor listened to you on the radio, man.
Yeah.
Brian, how about you, man?
I don't sleep naked because it's my worst nightmare if something goes down in the middle of the night and I gotta like handle that. You know what I mean?
Like a fire or something.
Like a fire or there's like an intruder.
Yeah.
I know it. My house in Atlanta when my girlfriend and I are there, I gotta go downstairs and check everything out.
Yeah.
So what, I gotta have like backup pants and stuff.
And you have cameras you just installed now. That's hilarious to think about. If like you did have to handle like an intruder and it all be caught on camera.
I'm fighting a guy in the street naked right now. Like, you know, that'd probably be a good way to get an intruder out of my house. Like, hey, I'm naked. I'm gonna hug you.
I'm like, I'm out of here. You know what it reminds me of? For those of you who've seen the movie Roma on Netflix, that one scene with the dude. Do you remember seeing this, Chelsea?
I sure do. How can you forget that scene?
He brings out, what does Donatello have? Like that big stick?
Like
no
a
pun intended.
Bow. It's a bow staff.
Like a bow, yeah. Anyways, if you've seen the movie Roma, you know what I'm talking about. All right, so
he whips that out, huh?
Oh, yeah, bro. But he's nude. Anyways, Chelsea, how about you?
You know, I go through phases.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll be like, you know what? I'm feeling a little nude, a nude sleep. I'll do that every once in a while.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sometimes I wake up feeling a little bit like too free. Usually
too
just,
much flow.
Too much flow going on. A little too many like drafts happening, you know. But I usually just sleep in like a nightie, which is still pretty. It's like a silk lacy nightie that's like light. Uh-huh. So it doesn't. It's still kind of. Uh-huh. It gives the. It's not like I'm all, you know, tucked in.
Just thought of another reason I can't sleep naked. Because yeah. I have two dogs that sleep in the bed too, and I don't want to wake up with one of their heads in the wrong place. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you burrowing, man?
Yeah, for me, well, first of all, I don't get sleep because I have a 4-day-old baby at home. But I just sleep with boxers. That's it. Okay. Just like that. And here's some of the benefits to sleeping naked, by the way, because this is the way to go according to this new study. For you to get better sleep, you got to go nude. So Bianca was right. You know, she experienced it 2 weeks ago, and she's doing great. First and foremost, one of the first benefits you get is that you fall asleep faster. Number two, you sleep better. Number three, you'll reduce stress and anxiety because you don't feel like you're tied up or held up on anything.
Okay.
Number four, you'll have more sex.
I throw a challenge flag on that one.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not how sex works. It's not like both of you roll over and you're like, look, we're both naked already.
And Bianca just proved it, right? Our listener.
Yeah.
She's like, I forgot my boyfriend was next to me.
Right.
I don't know if this study also took into play, like, consideration dad bods. You know, I don't know if that works to your benefit.
Right. We want
to
keep some shirts on. Man.
Another benefit to sleeping nude is allegedly you lose weight. I would think you would lose weight by wearing clothes and
like
you sweat
sweating,
it out,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of gross. Huh. You look younger if you sleep nude.
Wait, how? I need more explanation. Yeah,
someone going to sleep in like a 70s suit?
Last but not least, it'll boost up your self-esteem. Again, I'm not sure they took into consideration dad bods.
You got to remove the mirrors in your room. Yeah. Nobody looks hot when you like get out of bed all swollen and puffy and naked. I don't know. I'll tell you what. My junk is not peak. Like performance positions in the morning.
Yikes. Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
TMI.
Appreciate that.
Whatever,
let's
man. And we all know it doesn't look good.
We all do look skinnier when we wake up. No?
Nah.
All right, appreciate it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Happy day before Friday.
Sorry about that, Brian.
She just winged my stool. I almost sat down right now.
You know what? I had to get to the garbage can.
She just like flung my stool. Like my stool was sitting against the wall. I'm like, I look around like, what the hell just happened to my chair?
Yeah. I just saw a chair fly before my eyes. I'm like, what is going on right now?
She took it out like a tackling dummy at an NFL football practice. Chop those feet. Move that sled.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. Give us another day to do what we love. We got the Dopest Moment Award right now. Going out to Diane from Long Beach for actually picking up a W after Instagram and Facebook crashed yesterday. We were talking about how did it actually ruin your life yesterday, but she spun it in a great way. Check this out.
It didn't exactly ruin it, I'd say, but I started getting hit up by like three guys from my past, and I was like, what's going on? Why is everybody bored at the same time? And then my friend told me, and I was like, like, they have nothing to do, so they're just hitting me up.
I like that dudes are like, Instagram, Facebook's down. Let me reach out for a booty call.
Yeah, damn, bro. St. Patty's Day weekend, I gotta holler somehow.
So sad.
Like, when you can't scroll, smash. Like, what?
Kill me.
So, Dan, is anything good gonna come out of those texts that you got?
I don't know. We'll see.
You ain't ruling it out, man.
There you go. Just adding to the roster right there. Feeling real good. Because, for instance, DJ Majestic, it totally ruined your Wednesday, bro. You had one of the most awkward situations go down because Instagram and Facebook broke down. And I think we've all been in this situation before. Previous to Instagram existing.
Exactly. I went to the barbershop, right? And the only thing you want to do while waiting for your haircut is scroll through Instagram.
When you're on the bench, mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the only thing you do. So when it was down, the next best thing to look at was the guy that was getting a haircut in front of me. And you know when the barber turns the chair, the guy's looking straight ahead for the mirror? I just kept making eye contact with him for like a half an hour straight.
He's like, is this guy hitting on me? What's happening?
Mirror eye contact is the worst. Like when it happens at the gym and you're doing something and you look at someone else doing something, like making a weird face, and you're like, do we just have a moment
too close.
Getting out of the shower, drying their junk, and just make eye contact. through the glass.
Eyes up. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm trying, bro. All right, man. Dopest moment also for you if you get to win these LA Clippers tickets, all right? All you got to do is be caller 9 at 877-971-HITS. Four tickets for you, LA Clippers against the Chicago Bulls going down this Friday at Staples Center. For tickets, visit clippers.com or just call in 877-971-HITS. We got Yessi Ortiz coming up next, taking over. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy, not even making eye contact in weird situations. Love you guys. Let's roll.
I wanna know. Mm-hmm.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.